The only reason why nice guys get consistently friend-zoned. If you're a good dude, but the women in your life are consistently not picking you as a romantic option, they might even be saying, you're amazing, you're a great guy, you're gonna make another woman, you're gonna make a woman really happy one day. If you keep hearing that stuff, but you're not being picked as a romantic option, there is a reason for it, mate. But I'm telling you now, that reason is not the kind of bullshit that you'll hear in the manosphere. It's not your status or lack of status. It's not your looks, it's not your height, it's not that you don't have enough money. There is a reason for it. If you're 25, if you're 30, if you're 35, if you're 40, and you're struggling with this, consistently getting friend-zoned, there is a reason. And in this video, I'm gonna unpack what that core reason is, and I'm gonna help you fix it. Because the truth is, mate, if you don't fix this core reason that you may not even be aware of under the surface, then you could easily continue to be romantically invisible to women in your life. And I don't want that for you, because fundamentally, mate, before I go any further, I want to tell you, you deserve just as much love, intimacy, connection, and sex as any other dude out there. And if this is your first time meeting me, mate, my name is Oliver. I'm a men's coach, I'm a writer, I'm a retreat leader, and my mission with this YouTube channel is to help men overcome people pleasing, build confidence, and create the kind of life and relationships they really want. So the core reason why nice guys get friend-zoned, there's no story I could possibly tell you that would be better than a former client of mine who came to see me for this exact problem. His name was Richard. He came to me after seeing my videos. He reached out to me, I had a conversation with him, and I learned of his situation, which was pretty rough, I'll be honest. He's 37, killing it in his career as a software developer, doing really well, was a homeowner, dressed pretty well, and is a good-looking dude. But he'd never had a relationship, he'd never kissed a woman before at 37, he'd never gotten laid. And on some level, I could also tell that Richard was quite lonely. This guy was in university and he was hearing in the next room, his flatmate in university, sleeping with women. And he had to like lie there at night, listening to his roommate banging the crap out of women on the regular while women weren't choosing him. Can you imagine that? And then that loneliness, he just carried it forward. It never went away. But no matter what he did, he tried everything. He tried going to the gym, he tried going to improving his career, his status, and all this other stuff. He tried leveling up this area of his life, but women consistently just chose him as a friendly option. And 40 was fast approaching, and I could sense the urgency in him. It was like, if I don't figure this out, I'm just gonna be a fucking lonely old man. So I wanted to help him. And in our first conversation, I asked him, Richard, why do you think that is? Why do you think women aren't choosing you, man? But Richard thought that it's because of all the things that he wasn't enough of. But after a short conversation with him, I could tell that the problem was actually much deeper. And it's a problem that men who struggle with nice guy syndrome and people-pleasing tendencies, it's something that most of us struggle with. He, after a short conversation, I could pick up on this, felt that his sexuality was broken, wrong, and something to hide. And because he believed this, he was hiding this from all the women in his life by presenting himself only as a friendly option. So there was a process that I took Richard through, that Richard and I went through. It's like a three-step process I want to break down for you right now, because if you can relate to Richard's situation, like most of us can in some way, then this process will apply to you as well. And the first step to doing this with Richard was to reveal. You can't heal what you can't see. And the fact is, like software installed on Richard's brain, he had a ton of beliefs, limiting beliefs, fears, and negative associations with him and sexuality and women that he just wasn't aware of, and he was carrying them since childhood. So what we did together is we uncovered what exactly those beliefs are. We uncovered them and drilled them down into sort of statements that are only like 5 or 6 words long that have a very deep emotional pull. Like when I said these things to Richard, like, my sexuality is wrong, or it's wrong to flirt with a woman, or women don't like sex. Like all these self-limiting beliefs, they come in packaged in that kind of way. So we uncovered these with Richard. And also we drilled into where those came from. And here's something that will blow you away, because you may be able to relate to this. We uncovered that a lot of these beliefs were formed in childhood because Richard did not have a healthy masculine role model who could teach him what it's like to flirt with women and all this other stuff. Not only that, Richard also had an overbearing and controlling and emotionally wounded mother and two sisters. So he grew up in a household where the father was absent, leaving the mother wounded, his mum was wounded and resentful towards men. She projected that onto his sisters, and he was growing up in a household where men were just bad. That was the story. So Richard learned throughout his life that, okay, all these women don't seem to like men because of these reasons, so I have to be the opposite of what a man is, right? I have to be the opposite of all that. And his strategy, which he didn't even realize, was to become that, to become this nice, ineffectual, sort of harmless guy, in the belief that that would get him love and affection and intimacy later. But it's the opposite of what worked, and no one ever told him that. And when he saw this for the first time, it's like something clicked. And in that instant, he realized that he wasn't broken. He was just running an old script that was given to him before he had a chance to even question it, before he was even old enough. And the second step is what I call rewriting. It's not enough. It's a big part of it to see the old script. A lot of stuff just gets released as soon as you see it, but we had to actively rewrite it. So this is where in the sessions, I was challenging Richard with new paradigms, new beliefs, things that I actually genuinely know to be true, right? Your sexuality is sacred. Your attraction is sacred. Your desire is life-giving. Okay, we were having these conversations and really drilling into this in the sessions, and I could sense that Richard was actually paradigm shifting. We call it paradigm shifting. He was like switching into a new way of thinking, and it was like, holy shit. He was uncovering how much resistance he had to his sexuality being a good thing. But over time, his mindset started to shift, and he started to see that it's really not a bad thing. Quite the opposite, it's a good thing. Whereas previously, it was all this thing that had to hide, and he was nervous about talking about it. So he started being more sexually, more sort of expressive in the aspects of his life related to sexuality. And step three is what I call testing it. He's uncovered the limiting beliefs, he's uncovered their origins, he started to rewrite the story, and now what I challenged him to do was actually get out into the world and start testing the new beliefs, and even his old ones as well. So Richard started going out there and just talking to women, making eye contact with women, and the feedback that he got was quite amazing. The feedback he got was that no, women don't creep out when he actually makes genuine eye contact. When he flirts or when he talks to a woman, it's like, no, she doesn't immediately think, oh God, he's creepy. All these things were just stories in his mind, and he started testing this in new environments. And this all culminated in when I asked Richard, I invited him, challenged him to go to a singles event and test this sort of new mindset where he can flirt and talk openly and tease and be playful with women and stuff like that. And what happened actually blew Richard's mind. This was between one session and the next. I challenged him on one session, and he came back 2 weeks later, had another session with me, and we spoke about it. And he said that he has never had this experience before in his entire life. He was telling me that there were three women who voted to see him again after the singles event. One woman, he went out with a date after the event, went out for drinks with her, and there was flirting, there was desire being expressed back and forth, playful teasing, etc. And he said, Oliver, for the first time in my life, at this singles event, I actually felt wanted. Your sexuality, mate, your attraction, your desire, this is a gift. And I want you to realize it, mate. Because when you stop hiding that from women, women will stop hiding from you. If you resonate with Richard's story and you're ready to do the same work and drop this nice guy mask that you've been wearing for way too long, let's be honest, not your fault, but way too long, and you can finally stop being invisible and start being chosen by women in your life, not because of some fucking bullshit that you're doing, some persona, but because of who you really are, who you authentically are, click the link in the pinned comment down below and you'll find out all about it. Take care, mate. See you in the next video. Stay courageous.